What up, folks?
What it do?
Welcome to another episode of the Best Advice Ever podcast with me, Mike Goodwin, the Bowtie Comedian. And the way that I start each and every podcast is with the On the Road Again segment. I was on the road because that's what I do. I travel more than I do comedy. I recently had someone ask me, how was the traveling going? And I think sometimes when people ask me that, I think the question is like, has it weighed in on you yet? Like, can travel be a lot, but it hasn't. The thing about travel that I don't like, everything that I am displeased or dislike about travel is always outside of my control. The flights get delayed. There's a mechanical issue. There's a line at the rental car. Like, I don't dislike having to travel. I don't dislike having to pack a bag, having to get up early in the morning, to be at the airport, TSA. Like, none of that stuff is a concern or an issue. It's the things that's outside of my purview, the things that are outside of my control, that's when I get a little antsy. That's what I dislike. So travel in general, I'm good on that. Matter of fact, I really would like to travel more. However, on the road this week, I was in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I am not very familiar with Virginia Beach. I've heard of, you know, Chesapeake. There's Hampton Roads, Norfolk, Portsmouth. Like, there's seven cities that I'm learning about or learned about. There's a tunnel, some cities on this side of the tunnel, some cities on that side of the tunnel. Virginia, to me, is always a place where, number one, you don't speed through it. Like, you don't come speeding through Virginia. You have a lot of issues. And Virginia is the first place for someone who lives in South Carolina before you start hearing the words like Commonwealth. And you start noticing different, you know, even how they roads there, like they can block off certain exits on certain highways and you can't go that way. And again, the tunnel. I think about colleges because a lot of the early institutions were founded in Virginia. You got like UVA, College of William and Mary, Washington and Lee. I don't know if that one of the earliest founded one, VMI, right? So there's a lot of very older schools, especially early on, because Thomas Jefferson was out there just dropping schools like like he was dropping other things. Thomas was known for dropping a lot of stuff. He was dropping colleges off. I'm getting the text. I knew I should have told Jeremy to when I record, because he texted me and I know he don't like that. I know he like, oh, hey, man. Well, this piece could be edited. You could edit this piece. You just text me, by the way, BTW. And then you didn't tell me. Maybe you did. I just saw it, by the way. On the road, I was in Virginia Beach. I did something interesting this time. I didn't get a hotel. Y'all, you heard me talk about the hotels. I didn't get a hotel in Virginia Beach. So I had a 4 o'clock show in Virginia Beach. So I hung out in the Barnes & Noble. And ended up buying some Girl Scout cookies, which, if you follow my stories on Instagram, you know what happened. If you don't follow my stories on Instagram, shame on you. But if you don't, I bought a box of cookies and I asked everyone, how many boxes? I bought two boxes. How many did you think I would return back home with? And I was very disappointed. People like zero. And I brought both boxes home. And I'm going to have them for a little while, right? These cookies got to last me. So Virginia Beach was great, man. Shout out to the Funny Bone in Virginia Beach. Had a wonderful time. The opener in Virginia Beach was P.T. Branton. Had a great set. It was good times. Good times in Virginia Beach. So I didn't, like I said, I didn't get a hotel in Virginia Beach. I had the show in Richmond on Sunday night. So I just drove from Virginia Beach to Richmond that night. Met my friend Allison Moore in Williamsburg, Virginia, where we went to this interesting restaurant called Food for Thought. Very interesting. Food was good, but they had a lot of intriguing comments and information around the actual, let me see, quotes, things to stimulate conversation. So it was very interesting. And then I went to Richmond that night. I ended up staying in a hotel closer to the airport, which this may be a conversation. Maybe y'all know some tips and tricks of finding out whether the hotel that you're staying at is a good hotel. And again, price, number one, you can tell, like, what are things that jump out about good or bad hotels? If you can rent the hotel by the hour, it's not a good hotel. If you can walk from your room to your, from the parking lot to your room, not a good hotel. If the name motel or hotels in the name is not a good hotel. So this wasn't the case. And I'm not going to put it wasn't a bad hotel, but it just wasn't, you know, for much. I probably played $200 a night, right? $200 a night compared to some of the other prices was like $345. So I'm thinking $200 a night. It's about 10 minutes away from the airport. I'm looking at the reviews. I mean, I'm not the kind of person that just combs the review, but I look, I see where the how lit up all five of the stars, and this probably had like 4 1/3, or maybe 4 1/4. It was a lot, and it's especially I compared it to this other one. But it was what it was. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't excellent either. And I went to one of those Brazilian steakhouse after the show in Richmond. Shout out to the show in Richmond. Matter of fact, I'll talk a little bit more about this in the actual best advice ever. But one of those Brazilian steakhouses where they bring meat to your table. And I didn't get the meats, right? I just got the salad bar. Why does a salad bar cost $31? Now look, I'm all about paying. You know, I have no problems paying. I'll pay what I owe. No issues with me. I mean, I could be a little budget conscious, but I pay. I have no issue to pay, but $31. And I had one plate. I had one plate of little salad. It wasn't impressive. The spread wasn't impressive. I just should have drunk water. That's what I should have, just had water, because it was just like I didn't even need it, because I had a salad from the club in the car. I was just really stopping to meet, check in with the folks. Allison, again, had come to – she didn't come to Virginia Beach, but we met when I was headed out. But then she brought her aunt to the show on Sunday night. $31. I just had the salad bar. That seemed a little – excessive. I had no meats. And the other thing about the meats, you're supposed to put the green and the red. They don't look at it. They just keep bringing meats. They both had it on red, and they just kept, hey, would you like a slice of filet mignon? Would you like a slice of Polish sausage? Would you like, hey, man, the thing's on red, bro. Quit bringing us your meats. I feel like Arby's need to get in on some of this bringing meats to your table type situation, because they say they got the meats. Yeah, these Brazilian steakhouses, them people, man, them guys, the waiters, they not looking for the little go stop. Them boys go. You got to tell them no. They like, yeah, I know the thing on red, but you know you want some of this lamb. You want some of this porcupine. They be bringing all kind of wood. Like, hey, man, what is that? Bring some of this. This is quite gamey. Bring you some of this fox. But like, what are all these meats y'all bringing over here? So I was a little like 38, man, a salad bar. And it, again, wasn't even a good salad. It took me a minute. Like I've been to some of those, and they got the sushi out there. They got some things, some cheeses, some charcuterie. No, they had none of that. Very slim for $31. But that was my weekend on the road. And as I was saying, the best advice ever is directly attached to my on the road situation this weekend. And what you've been listening for is the segment that this podcast is titled after. The best advice ever. So the best advice ever that I'm going to give you today is something that happened to me this weekend. So this weekend was at the Funny Bone Sunday night. Funny Bone in Richmond, Virginia, which, again, I told you I had the hotel that was by the airport. What I didn't realize that Short Pump, I guess the area in which Richmond, you know, and I go to different places in different cities, the geography is different. So these are not small cities. Everything's not 5 minutes away, 10 minutes away, which I understood that. But the airport was about almost 30 minutes from the club, which wasn't advantageous. I would have wished for a little quicker drive, but that's neither here nor there. But it's Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. I had a 6 o'clock show going to the comedy club. Now I'm thinking, easy peasy. It's Sunday evening. I'm thinking I'm the only show that day. I didn't think that there was a possibility of an earlier show. If that would have been the case, I would have thought I would have had the earlier show if they had someone at the late show. Well, I was the late show. There was an earlier show, and the earlier show was a nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. My frat brother, I met nephew Tommy years ago. He was at the Funny Bone. So when I walked up, there was a lot of activity. Like I'm walking up to the club, I'm thinking it's going to be, you know, my crowd. I end up selling about 88 tickets, which is, it's a good night. It's a good night. 88 people, that's not bad at all. But it's not pouring out with people. I'm walking up, man, there's somebody selling merch. I mean, it was like a whole thing going on. I'm like, yo. And then I initially thought, well, maybe sometimes clubs will have like a local artist that'll do something, you know, somebody that'll do something that maybe more community minded. Maybe I don't know. I just thought it was, hey, maybe there's an artist or something that like a concert, because yeah, I saw a lot of merch, saw a lot of people. There was a bunch of people, and when I walked up, I was telling them, hey, you know, where's the green room? And they were kind of like, oh, in, you know, kind of scramble mode, because the show before my show was actually still happening, going on. I get in there, man, that thing's packed to the gills. I'm talking about every seat accounted for and some. And I look, and nephew Tommy is on the stage. And so the best advice ever today is something I received this weekend. Actually look for inspiration. Find inspiration in your everyday life. When I walked in that room and I saw all those people, I was like, oh, this is what this room has the ability to look like. This, it gave me a vision of what my room will ultimately look like. And I was encouraged, because, man, I think, again, I was kind of on the low energy myself, and I needed to check myself, because I'm like, it's Sunday, you know, Sunday crowds, the energy could be interesting, but, and it was, Sunday's always interesting, but I should not succumb to that. I should bring my own juice. I think BYOB, bring your own boost. Bring your own beer is typically what it says. But I need to come with the energy level and make the crowd meet me, not me adhere to what the energy level of the crowd is. And I kind of submitted to the crowd a little bit, even though we had a good time. But I always talk about, there's a couple of things that could happen at a show. I can have a great time and the audience can have a great time. That's a great night. The audience can have a great time. I can have an all right time. That's not a good night. That's an all right night. And then audience didn't have a good time and I didn't have a good time. That's a bad night. Right. So I had, there were moments I had a good time, but I didn't have, and part of that was just my disposition. I just, whatever reason, I think the day got away from me a little fast. I thought I had a little bit more time. And so I came, I showed up at the club. The show was at 6. I'm pulling up at 4:15. I had a desire to be there at 4 o'clock, 15 minutes. You know, I didn't tell anybody I was going to be there at 4 o'clock, but just internally I was feeling away. And I had spoken with somebody. It's a person I know, it's friend, but it was the weirdest conversation because I informed the person because it for me even to remember that people live in different cities is a little bit of a challenge. Like when I'm trying to do my shows, man, I'm trying to get the rental car, trying to get the hotel, I'm trying to get the flight logistics, all that stuff. What am I gonna wear? What, you know, how long I'll be away from home? What I got going on at home. I got a lot of moving parts. So to remember that, oh yeah, old boy from that area, you know, that probably happens probably the day before. Sometimes it doesn't click in. And I got to really start like going through my phone thinking like, where does this person live? So I had someone that I knew that lived in Richmond and hit him up. Good dude. Solid dude, no issues. But man, he ended up calling me when I was in Virginia Beach and basically was like, hey, I'm sorry, you know, I got some prior engagements, won't be able to make your show, but how can I be of service to you? And I'm like, yo, come to the show. That's how you become of service to some. And even beyond that, even if you cannot come to the show, buy tickets for someone else to come to the show. Like, yeah, man, I don't know, like, and I've talked about this before when I remember when I was doing a show in Ohio and I had a show and then somebody, again, these not bad people. These people aren't like trying to sabotage me. They're trying to help. People are like, hey, I see you got this early show. I'm in this community because we're driving, you know, an hour and a half to come see you. If you come here, we can do a show that night. And I'm just like, hey, let's get those people to come to the show I already have. Let's not create additional work. And even if you can't make the show, man, buy some tickets for a couple that you know need a night out. Buy some kickers and tell me, hey, Mike, I'm not going to be able to make show, but I bought 2 tickets. You could do a giveaway on your social media. That's the kind of stuff, especially as it relates to me and how you want to serve me. Help me move these tickets, man. Help me move these tickets. And again, some folks are, you know, I've had folks be like, hey, man, I bought tickets, but I'm not able to make it. And they felt like, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, but I need, tell, even if you don't come, tell somebody, hey, these are my tickets. Enjoy. So again, I understand. I understand, man. I appreciate. I'm very grateful that people are spending their money and taking their time to come out to my show. I do not take that for granted. I'm just saying, if you want to help me, if you want to help move the needle, man, buy some tickets and bless some people. Because it's going to be a good night. I'm going to deliver. Like, I'm going to show up and we're going to have a funky, good time. Because you know why? I'm always searching for inspiration. I'm not resting on my laurels. And again, I saw Nephew Tommy's Room and that inspired me. That got me, that lit a little bit. You know, there's a fire already lit, but it put some more embers on my fire. It shot me I put a little gasoline in it. It's a little lighter fluid that charged me up a little bit. Like, okay, yeah, man. And it was earlier than my time. Like, his show was at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, he had him up in there. So oftentimes people have the excuse, oh, you know, wasn't had the best time slot. Man, that boy, that man had all them people in there Sunday afternoon when most folks is taking a nap, they chilling, watching something on TV. They was right up in the they was right up in that comedy club. So shout out to Nephew Tommy, and shout out to the best advice ever, to simply always search your environment for inspiration. Now, segment I really enjoy. I'll enjoy all the segments, but the segment I've been thinking about a lot because it's who I am. It's the mind of Mike. Yeah. Stuff that's on my mind. I always got things that's on my mind. Like, for instance, I'm of the age where I'm on trips. So most times, and I think we've had this conversation, I feel like I say things a lot that I've said before. I don't mind driving to gigs that are within 3 to 4 hours, right? And they're going to be gigs that are an hour away. Part of it for me, because I don't have like little man syndrome, but I do have, hey man, y'all gonna recognize I'm out here doing it. Like, I'm not messing around. Like, I have a real full-fledged organization happening right here in real time, like a real business. Now, do I have 20 staff members? No, I do not have 20 staff members. But I do have a growing, prospering enterprise. And yeah, I fly a lot. I'm flying far more than I'm driving. But that's because I've progressed to this part. I've driven way more. Like, I could tell you probably there's times where I would have 14 shows and I'm driving to 13 of those shows and I'm flying to one. Like, those days, I've gone through those days. So I don't take anything for granted. I appreciate it. I'm just at the point now, if there's a show, there's a highly likelihood that I'm flying. And that's the first initial thing. Like, there's some shows, like, again, the show that I missed in Burlington, you know, that was one where if I could fly to a place, like maybe if the show was in Greensboro, depending on what the situation is, I might fly. Now, I have no problem driving to Greensboro, but it's not a given. It may be easier to fly and to get to the, you know, let's say the event is at the same hotel. I get an Uber to the hotel. Hotel's not that far from the airport. Uber to the airport, I'm home. But people will be like, oh, where you at this weekend? And I guess they just like, I'm driving everywhere because there's some folks that drive. I'm not driving. I'm flying to these places. But places I do drive, when I do drive, I'm of the age now that it's probably just a good idea to go to the bathroom. You know, when I was a young guy, even as a father, you know, I will be on a road trip and I'll stop at the gas station. I'll say, hey, y'all got to go to the bathroom. And, my kids be like, no, we're good. There's not a nah, I'm good time. I can always go to the bathroom. Like, even now I'm flying. Like, from the time it takes me to leave the hotel in the morning, I'm going to use the bathroom at the hotel. By the time it takes me to get to the rental car place, return the rental car, get through TSA to the gate, I'm probably going to go use the bathroom. That's a good time to use the bathroom. After I get off the flight, that's probably a good time to use the bathroom. So when I'm driving, I'm at these rest areas. If I see a rest area, I'm probably going to stop, especially if I've been on the road for about an hour and a half and there's a rest area. Yeah, let me go ahead and holler. And it may not be an urgent type situation, but I'm like, it would probably behoove me to go and get to that rest area. But there's been a few times I'm like, hey, man, I need a rest area. Where a rest area yet? And there wasn't no rest area. So I'd have been pulled over on the side. But I was wondering, like, has anyone ever been pulled over when they had to use the bathroom? Like, you gotta pee bad, like bad. And you see them lights I'm of the opinion like, hey, Doc, hey, man, hey, hey, Mr. Officer, you got to follow me to this, rest area. You got to follow me to the Citgo or the Circle K. I got to use the bathroom, man. Just like have you ever seen somebody in the Uber get a ticket? I think that's the stuff that comes to my mind. Also, shout out to my kids. My kids are of the age where they have their own little favorite restaurant. For whatever reason, my kids love Zaxby's, man. I think my kids undershoot their privilege, right? What I mean by that, like when I was a kid, if my parents would be like, where you want to go to eat? I would have said McDonald's, because we never went to go anything to eat. Like I ain't say never, but it was very few and far between. My kids, you know, I ask them where they want to go to eat, and they'll be like, Chick-fil-A. All right. You can go to Chick-fil-A anytime. There you go. Now, recently I did ask my kids, you know, we did like a Thursday night family night type deal. I asked them where they wanted to go eat, and they were talking about BJ's. And I'm like, hey, man, let's get some more creativity. We go to BJ's pretty. When we go to BJ's sometimes. Man, these folks talking about some Blue Marlin. Now, if you're not from Columbia and not familiar with the restaurant scene, Blue Marlin is more of a Mother's Day type place, romantic date night. Or if you're down and there's an area called La Vista in Columbia. Columbia has a few areas that's pretty prominent. You have downtown Columbia, which La Vista is a part of downtown, but Vista's kind of a little bit more concentrated. There's Five Points. That's a little bit more college, hipster, young, vibrant type scenario. Clubs, hangout area. You'll have Harbison, which is where I live, kind of one of the suburbs. So the Blue Marlin from where I live is about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. My kids said that, you know, I'm asking them, because I kind of challenged them to find another spot. Then BJ's, they talking about Blue Marlin. I said, man, that's your mama got y'all in here talking about some Blue Marlin. Man, go on. Man. Y'all out y'all minds. Blue Marlin. I said, my your wife always trying to insert influence in things. I asked the kids where they want to go eat. The Blue Marlin? My son wears sweatsuits all the time. Man, you're going to Blue Marlin with no hoodie on, bro. Blue Marlin. But yeah. So last night I took the kids to one of their favorite little spots, Zaxby's. They love little Zaxby's. I see Zaxby's getting involved with the egg roll situation. Like, I thought y'all did buffalo wings and chicken. Why y'all over here in this shrimp? Hey, who is booking shrimp for all these jobs, man? Shrimp. And I'm a fan. I like shrimp. I enjoy shrimp. But shrimp showing up all over the place. Shrimp got some new management. I'm looking up. Add 4 pieces of shrimp, which is trash. I eat 4 pieces of shrimp like Tic Tacs. 4 pieces of shrimp. Matter of fact, I saw a Golden Corral commercial, and my man was like, the 4 pieces of shrimp. Bro, that ain't no meal. 4 pieces of shrimp. I don't know how y'all appetite is set up, but that doesn't even tickle my stomach. That doesn't even. 4 pieces of shrimp. Man, get your butt out of here. But yeah, man, these boys went to Zaxby's. Well, boys, my daughter and son. Zaxby's funny to me. They always switching out the S for the Z. Stella Salad. They got a salad over there. Sensation. They had a sensational salad. Asian sensational salad. Hey, man, stop switching out the Z's for the S, Zaxby's. But they got egg rolls over there, Zaxby's. I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to tell these Chinese restaurants to put some more chicken tenders on their menu. Get away from my egg rolls. Yeah, shout out also. What I'm not going to do is not shout out my friends. I got some friends that are under 20-plus years of marriage. Shout out. To two of my buddies one just celebrated about 26 years and one celebrated 20 years of marriage, man. I'm really working on this new concept. I'm gonna do this marriage set. I'm working on material around marriage. I want to call it Marriage is Overrated, because we talked about the college is overrated conversation. I think that's a good lightning bolt. But I'm really looking at some of this material now. I'm really going, because I'm doing some material like death and hospice, like some dark stuff. So I mean, I'm starting to find myself in that in terms of finding my voice. So I know my voice is like, I'm looking for topics that are like anchors, like grief, death. Like I'm really talking a lot about that on the Big Dad Energy. Marriage will probably be. So I you know, Marcus Wiley is my guy, and he always does all his comedy. And it's Ali Sadiq, that, you know, out of the same kind of school of thought, where they're making these specials. And I think I'm evolving into that. Cause I before I was just writing jokes. I had my set, and my set was pretty relatable to all audiences. But now I think I'm about to drill down and talk about this segment of my life and these topics of my life. So I find that be exciting, very interesting. Well, thank y'all for checking in. Shout out also to the South Carolina Gamecocks. I did not get to talk about the SEC tournament. SEC tournament with the ladies. I actually was in South Boston when Cadoza hit that three-pointer, and I was following on my audio. I was looking at the audio, listening to the audio on my phone, but my feature had the game up on his, like, the actual game. So I was ahead of him. And I was just like, man, this game is over. And the score at the time was 71-73. And it was like 1.1 seconds left. I looked at my phone and I saw that the number changed to 74, but I ain't say anything. I just ignored it. I was like, how did this happen? And I watched it on his phone with Cordozo hit that three. It was like, good googly goo, man. I was excited about that. Also excited, first time since 2017 that South Carolina Gamecocks men will be playing in the March Madness in the NCAA tournament. Very, very interesting matchup, because the team that we're slated to play, that everybody's kind of having them as a dark horse, like, and they're playing good ball. Like Oregon, they just won the Pac-12 championship. I think they won 7 games in a row. There's a kid that used to play for the University of South Carolina that plays for them. So they're the hot team right now, and we would like to unseat the hot team, because they, you know, projecting them to be in the Sweet 16, one of these dark horse candidates. Nobody's talking about our Gamecocks. And I think we got something to say about that. Lamont Paris has something to say about that. Well, shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in, man, to another episode. Y'all can subscribe, like, share. Get the word out, man. Let folks know that I'm on Big Dad Energy Tour. I'm coming next. I'm in Chicago. I'm in Marietta, Georgia, Atlanta. If you're in those areas, I'm coming there in April. May, I'm in Huntsville, Alabama. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. Then I'm doing a run through the Carolinas. I'm doing Charlotte, Greensboro, Hickory, and Greenville, South Carolina in July. So, yeah, go to MikeGoodwin.com. Follow me on social media. Check me out next week. Same bat channel, same bat place. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, and I appreciate it. I'll see y'all next week. Peace.